A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS-certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Give me the questions.
I don't think you can handle it, Tay.
I don't think so.
These are some hard-hitting ones. This isn't that Hoot and a Half or Dropouts podcast. This is the Lightweights podcast.
I know. What do you guys talk about on here?
Lots of stuff. Today we have Taylor Hudson. She is leader of the assistant squad.
I don't even know if there's any more assistants anymore.
She's an incredible content creator. She does dances.
I do.
TikToks. And works for a celebrity YouTuber.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor was supposed to be co-host, too, after Ilya left.
Yep.
We were going to
Ilya.
Poor Ilya. We were going to have the Tay and Joe show.
Yep. That would have been great. Maybe that's a future thing. But I think you're holding this one on your own, huh?
Yeah. Once I started talking to guests and, like, I saw it work, that's kind of why.
Yeah.
I figured I would just go down that path.
Who was your first guest?
Remy.
Oh, that's great.
She's the best.
Yeah.
And the conversation was so fluid and so easy. And
hey, you know the lightweight's mail still goes to Ilya?
Does it?
Yeah, I put it on his desk.
What does he do with it?
Stealing the money, you guys.
I don't see it. You have a very cult fan base, I feel like.
Really?
There's a lot of Taylor Hudson accounts where people post your every move.
Okay.
How do you deal with people obsessing over everything you do?
I mean, I don't see it that much. I feel like there's always going to be, I don't think of it like that. I don't think of that people are necessarily that invested, rather than they just like being on the internet and talking about people like everyone else.
Even when we go to Dobrik's, we'll be walking by and people will be like, Taylor, I'm so obsessed with you. And then they'll say under their breath, she's so beautiful. God.
Wait, what?
I think you're exaggerating. I swear to God. Last time we went to Dobrik's, there was a guy right next to me. He said it.
What?
Yeah.
No, I don't really think about it, and I don't hear those things, which is, like, really surprising that you heard that. and I don't, there's a lot of, like, I feel like majority of the people in my DMs are just creepy.
You get any good celebrity DMs?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Absolutely not. I've never gotten a celebrity DM, I don't think.
Have you ever reached out to anybody?
No. No. Only brands.
Only makeup companies.
I feel like that I could never. I never make the first move, so I would never DM someone.
If someone were to try and sweep you off your feet, what's the best way to do it?
Instagram DMs. I'm just kidding. Since they're open. I guess like a nice slide in would be nice. Like that's so much easier than like going on a dating app, I feel like.
Were you ever on dating apps?
I definitely paid for Raya for way too long. And I'm still paying for it. Do I get on it? No, it's just taking money out of my account. It's just like the fact that you have to like get accepted in order to be on that app. I think that's why I pay for it.
Have you ever met anybody on a dating app?
No. I think I would be too scared, like met up with someone. No. In my eyes, if you already know them and you like match or something, it's an easier way to start that conversation, but I would never meet a stranger. I just never would.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like I need a recommendation. I need like two letters of rec before I like can get myself to like go on a date with anyone. Do you have a Raya?
No.
Or did you?
No, I'd never had one.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. When you hang out with Reggie, who worked for Corinna.
Yes.
Jess for Jason.
Yes.
Ella with David. You with David. Do you guys just talk mad shit about your bosses?
No, honestly. Come on. I mean, I don't think Reggie has said one bad word about Corinna.
Jess.
Jess. No, Jess will just complain about like things that like to do. I feel like she doesn't really complain. Like, I think also Jason is really hard to talk poorly about. I feel like all of them actually. I don't talk poorly about David.
No. You never.
It's
do.
Just like he won't get out of bed today.
Yeah, like, he's sad.
Yeah, he's sad. No, surprisingly, it's not like. I feel like we all also after work just have other things to talk about, unless it's like dramatic and there's like something. I mean, I guess everything can get frustrating if like to an extent, but I don't think that we've ever been like annoyed or mad at anyone, our boss.
So you started working for David, you had 0 followers, you were on private.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've grown to 200,000 plus followers on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That's a healthy healthy amount of people, right?
Yeah, think I guess.
What do you think helped you cross over into that influencer threshold?
Oh boy, it took like a year. I mean, I truly, I remember going off private, and I remember Ella did it first, right? So we would just watch the numbers. It took like 24 hours for her to like just see the numbers come in. And when I did it, I remember David like tried to make almost like a TikTok out of it, and I had to record like on my phone like the number like changing, and I like left my phone on record.
What was that anticipation for you like?
I mean, it just got to the point where, I mean, everything was already like out in the open, that like, why is my page off when people already know? But the anticipation, I just didn't know what was gonna happen. I also basically broke my account. Like, nothing happened. I clicked the button and nothing happened, and I was just like, oh no.
No one's followed me this whole time.
I mean, like, I don't even know if all of those got accepted, but my requests just kind of, nothing changed. It went up to like 8K and it was going really slow, and then I think my Instagram was just freaking out. I'm trying to remember what number it was like a couple days later. Even though I was on public, I would have to go and still accept people and requests
one by one.
Yeah, which like I stopped doing, and then they just disappeared. Then I just slowly started gaining more, but don't know what happened to those. I mean, that, yeah, I was like, I think my Instagram just broke.
Do you think that you're going to start getting sponsors? Do you think you're going to be able to start getting PR packages?
The PR packages, yeah, but I didn't know how this world really worked. I mean, I did. That's a lie. I did. I knew from like friends and like who we know, and David, obviously. But it took me like a year, because I didn't, when I was on private, nothing mattered. I wouldn't post stories. I wouldn't post on Instagram, because what's the point? Like, I was just like my friends from college and high school, and like they already see what I'm like. I feel like if you watch anything Snapchat, you just know what I'm doing. Yeah, I think it was like a challenge to realize that I did have an audience there, but like I wasn't doing anything with it. It's pressure, but it's also fun, because then I was like, you know, you also get to like then find new friends and like meet them, and like if you meet someone out, and then you can find them on Instagram, and you're not like have this wall hidden. Like,
is it hard for you to figure out what you want to post?
Yes,
to find out that definitely. Gauge of what hits that threshold of good or not good.
Yeah. At the beginning, I was just posting, like, I mean, whenever I wanted. And now it's a little bit, like, I have to remind myself that photos, I can take photos of myself, and photos are good. But, yeah, I mean, I feel like paying attention to that number is, it's difficult. And, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. That's fine. But It is fun. It's nice to have your own, like, little...
Sometimes it could be hard eating healthy when you're feeling like you're giving up flavor or fun. That's where I have a food hack for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit. As nature intended. I try to get my fruit in all fun ways, whether it's a smoothie, a salad, it's really just a treat. Frozen Washington Red Raspberries are one of the best kept secrets in the freezer aisle. They're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. And because they're frozen at the peak of ripeness, they deliver big time nutrition and flavor year round. So whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. You can find frozen Washington Red Raspberries in the frozen fruit section of most major grocery retailers.
And Costco.
If you want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries, get more details on where you can grab them simply by going to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine.
Look for product of the U.S.
Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. I do have a few friends who have used GLP-1, and it helps get them on the right path to sustain a healthier lifestyle. It's helped with weight loss and confidence. So if you're ready to level up your weight loss game right now, my listeners can get $50 off of GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with my code LIGHTWEIGHT at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use code LIGHTWEIGHT to get $50 off your first month of GLP weight loss treatment. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today. We all want to feel our best, but let's be real. Some wellness trends are hard to stick with. Taking shots of apple cider vinegar? No thanks. Swallowing giant vitamins? Not for me. Goalie Nutrition is wellness made easy and delicious with their chewable gummies. From apple cider vinegar for digestion support to ashwagandha for stress relief, Goalie's gummies fit effortlessly into your routine. They're made with high quality ingredients, taste amazing, and are packed with essential B vitamins to help you feel your best every day. Apple cider vinegar has been used for centuries as a traditional remedy for digestion and gut health, now in a convenient gummy form. More than just ACV, from ashwagandha for stress relief, plus they're packed with essential vitamins, organic ingredients, and no artificial nonsense. No mixing, measuring, or mess. Just grab, chew, and conquer your day. Made for every lifestyle with a formula that works for you. Plus, they're made in the USA. Loved worldwide. So head to goalie.com now and get America's number one ashwagandha and apple cider vinegar gummies at an exclusive 42% off. Give them a try, risk-free, backed by their money-back guarantee. Because wellness should be simple, effective, and delicious. Don't wait. Visit goalie.com today.
Thing in, like, aesthetic platform. It's not even aesthetic, but it's nice to have, even like for memories, and just have things. I don't know, I feel like it's became more enjoyable to me,
yeah,
than having the pressure that I felt at the beginning.
Making content, I feel like, is easy for you at certain times because of your job. You get to go on really cool trips.
Oh yeah,
recently you went to Japan.
Yes, that was the best trip ever.
How was that?
So fun. Japan has always been my number one place that I've wanted to go, because I'm a fourth Japanese, if you guys didn't know. It was great. I wish we went to other places, but David had the best attitude, and we had a lot of fun. The weather, it was like kind of raining, but we also ate like this one burger place, I think, every single day. I mean, the amount of burgers that I had when I was there is insane. And the hotel was beautiful. But yeah, highly recommend. I don't know if David wants to go back, but.
Are you ever taken back by that opportunity to just look around, see you're in Japan?
Oh, yeah. I was like, yeah. Every day. I mean, that was the craziest surreal moment to be in Japan, just because that's something that I've dreamt of since I was a little kid.
And what's that notice like? Didn't you go like 3 days before?
Yeah. I mean, I found out like 3 days before, and he was like, "You want to go, right?" And I was like, "Are you kidding? Yeah, I want to go." And I was so jealous when Matt King would talk about it, and like when Zane, they were all planning, and I was like, I can't wait to go one day. But yeah, that was the most surreal trip that I've ever been on.
What are some of the other trips you've been able to go on?
Croatia and Greece. We did that with Discovery. Cabo for New Year's, I think. Were you there?
No, I didn't go to that one.
We went to Bahamas. Come on, we went to the Bahamas a lot. We went to, where else did we go?
Hey, you've traveled the world.
I know. Oh, Europe, duh. We went at Slovakia?
Yeah.
Slovakia.
The most beautiful place in the planet.
I would honestly go back to Slovakia. That was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, did you ever hear? Okay, so basically their like stop signs are different in Slovakia. So I was driving and we were driving to David's aunt's house. And first of all, he got pulled over for, I don't know.
In Slovakia?
In Slovakia. But one time he was, I think he was like in his room or something, and he asked me to go get something. And I took the car, the rental car, and I'm driving down, and these directions make no sense, but I don't think the red light actually means red, like it doesn't mean stop. And I was so confused. I had the police pull me over, and I was like, oh my goodness, I have to pull over. Drove into a castle. Like, I mean, I was so confused. I think I was driving on the wrong side of the road.
And driving's a little stressful for you here, right?
Exactly. I can't even drive in California, let alone in a different country. And this, I was like, I literally pulled over and I was like almost in tears, and I rolled down my window for the police officer, and he was like speaking to me in Slovak, and I'm like, I don't understand. I'm so sorry. I literally don't get it.
Are you on the opposite side of the road?
I mean, I don't know at this point. I just turned into a castle that I wasn't supposed to. It was the most stressful thing ever. But yeah, and then I went the wrong, I remember it was really late at night, and we were driving back into like the main area of the city, and David was falling asleep in the car and I was driving, and I literally kept looking down at my directions, and it was the most straight road that I could possibly have been on, but I made like four wrong exits, like, and he kept waking up and being like, how much longer? And I was like, 30 minutes. And he was like, Taylor, there's no way that you said 30 minutes an hour ago and now there's another hour. It was miserable.
I feel like when you're driving, mayhem ensues. Do you remember when we went to Chicago to go to Lake Geneva?
Yeah. My gosh, yeah.
We were trying to get back to the airport.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, that was bad.
Yeah.
That was probably top five worst moments that I've like messed up, but I've also been like, I'm just a human.
To recap, we went to Lake Geneva.
Yeah.
For the day. And we had a catch a return flight.
Yes.
We stopped at Culver's on the way back because I never had it.
We stopped at two different places. We got ice cream.
We did get ice cream.
And then
which is totally not necessary.
Yeah, totally unnecessary. And then we went to Culver's to get more food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then we're driving back.
And keep in mind, the people that we're with, the David, the yes. Natalie, for some reason, I've never encountered this. They don't like getting to the airport 2 hours early. They like cutting it real close.
Real close.
I'm talking like 30 minutes before.
Really, really close. And, you know, I'm all about the thrill. But this, when you're getting yelled at and you're like, I'm just bad under pressure and I'm a bad driver. I don't like traffic. I don't. And I was watching the time, but the time was going up because we were like almost hitting rush hour traffic and no one was paying attention. And we were up. Okay. We took a red eye.
Oh, yeah.
So
that
we
was
were
hell.
Up for like, I mean, it was like 24 hours. Like,
Natalie was sick for sure.
Yeah. And there was like, I mean, I probably slept for 2 hours that night.
We had to take a red eye because the boat left at 8 in the morning and that was it.
Aye. Right. And so, yeah, I was a little delusional. And I was trying to pay attention, but I was also just trying to make it safely to the airport.
You did miss a turn, if I recall.
I mean, I'm sure I did. yeah, that was bad.
Anyways, we got to the airport. We couldn't find parking. We had to return the rental car. We couldn't figure out what to do.
I think we left the car there.
We left the rental car in a random spot with the key in the car. Yeah. And I think the plan was to text somebody that lived there and ask them to go drop it off.
It was. Yes, that was the plan. We paid someone to drop off the rental car later on.
And lo and behold, I'm pretty sure they called the names on the speaker.
Probably.
At the airport. We just got on.
We made it back. I mean, I sat down in that seat and I've never been more relieved in my life.
Yeah, that was
I sat down
chaos.
And I was just silent and I was just like, thank God. Like, I mean.
Hey, that was the most chaotic I've ever seen.
That was the worst. It was the worst.
There's been a lot of high pressure situations over the years.
Yes.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
To say the least, it was a high pressure environment to capture the best content. It was the best of times.
Yes, the best of times.
What would you say is one of the craziest moments of your career during those times?
Oh, brother. Craziest?
One of my favorite Taylor moments was when David started vlogging.
Yeah.
Again, he had some new ideas.
Yeah.
And the idea was to put you in a monkey outfit.
Oh, I love that one.
And wake up.
That one was more recent.
Yes.
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 So the idea was to wake up Jason in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And you were in a monkey outfit.
Yeah.
And to send in the animal expert so it looked like the animal expert right. brought in a monkey.
Yep.
And see you bounce around.
That one was really fun. That was probably one of the more fun times I've had.
Four in the morning.
Susie was fun. Yeah. Jason, the best part is Jason, I didn't even realize, but he had obviously his jaw.
Sleep apnea mask.
Yes. And he was definitely in a full on sleep. But above his bed, was a picture of a gorilla. And I literally, after we did the bit, and he was freaking out, and I looked up and I go, Jay, you literally have a gorilla painting above your bed. That's the most, why?
It's a picture of him and a monkey holding each other.
But
they're caressing
so
each
funny.
Other's face. And it's a hand-painted painting. It's very funny.
So funny.
And you couldn't see out of that mask, right?
Oh, no. Absolutely not. It was really hot, too. I was, sweating the entire time. And I also, that was a push for me. I had to learn my monkey voices. And
you made noises?
I mean, yeah. I can't
What'd
even
sound
do
like?
It. Oh, God. I don't even know. Right? I was practicing. And I remember I had to put the suit on every time, and running in that thing was really hard. Another bit, what other ones? Oh, I mean, I always think people will randomly text me and be do you know where I can get 12 bunnies? And I'm no, but I would love to help you figure it out.
Yeah.
Just because I miss that. I miss figuring things out, how to get a skunk in an hour. Those kind of things are fun. And I miss the editing days. I'll never forget when you would come over and we would have our long days of just never leaving the bed.
Those are some of my favorite, because that was the Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule, 3 days a week.
Yeah. That's consistent.
We were posting, and I would go over. It kept getting later and later. I'd start coming over at 10. I'd come over at 11. I'd come over at 1 a.m. I remember one morning, I left at 4. And I remember, and David was like, all right, I'll see you, I guess, tomorrow, technically.
That's really funny.
And you killed it. You made your world-famous steak salad. Yeah.
That was back in the Jason vlog era. We were like, we're going to make the Tommy Bahama steak salad. And honestly, I think we crushed it. That was probably, I mean, by the way, I don't think I've ever learned how to cook.
No, you were very new to it.
Yes.
But you took your job so seriously because you went all the way down to Newport and you picked up a steak for research purposes.
Yes, Joe. I flew to Chicago with David to meet his mom so I can learn how to make the tea and the Slovakian pork recipe or Hungarian, I don't know what it is. And honestly, I'm glad because now I know how to cut onions and I know how to do these things, you know? I know how to I'm getting better at cooking, which I actually enjoy.
What other vlog bits really stuck out to you that were really, really fun?
Huh.
This is my favorite segment, and a lot of people really enjoy it as well because they like hearing the behind the scenes. So that monkey thing was, I remember David showing me it, and I thought it was the funniest thing, and then I found out it was you.
Oh, that's really funny.
And I thought it was even funnier.
Honestly, okay, well, we did this a lot, but the ping pong experiment with the liquid nitrogen when you, pour.
With the five trash cans, or?
Yeah, you can do it with however many, but we did one in Ilya's room, and I just like that because, I mean, first of all, his reaction was really funny, but me and Natalie have that down, to a T. Like, we could do that probably any day now. Know how to do it, and it's just kind of like, you put the liquid nitrogen, you twist the bottle, you throw it in, it's really fast, and the ping pong balls, and then it's the explosion. But, we did it that day. I just remember me and Natalie just knowing what to do, and, we did it so well that I was like, that's pretty crazy. We got that down. We could do that. And we just whatever. And it just that's cool.
Do you remember cutting out the mattress so that Jason can lay in it?
Oh, yeah.
That was one of my favorites.
That was, wasted that mattress. That one was a good, that was funny.
Because that one looked like a cartoon too. It felt like, I felt like a child and I was seeing something happen in real life.
Yeah, yeah. Also, one of the first ones I put together and helped Natalie with was the water park when we made David's old house into a water park.
Yeah, with Jonah, right?
With Jonah, right. Which
was you and Natalie.
Right. And I, at the time, that's funny because at the time I didn't realize that was Jonah's idea.
Uh-huh.
And now that I know Jonah, I understand why that wasn't Jonah doing. He didn't really do it. But yeah, we made the whole house a water park. I think we ruined the wood for sure at Terry View.
From that one?
Yeah. Sorry, David's house. Philippe Terry View. Just kidding. No one lives there. But yeah, that was funny. I remember adding on the outside. David came in, I think, and he was like, this isn't good enough.
Of the water park? He wanted more stuff?
Yeah.
And you had to go get more stuff?
I think so. And then we had to hire, that was a really long time ago.
What was one of the first bits that you were part of?
His birthday party was the first day that I have ever met anyone.
Which one?
When he came back from I think a premiere and I helped set up
John and Vinny's?
No, this was at Jason's house, Jason's old house.
Oh.
And it was his 23rd birthday, I'm pretty sure.
It was the big one with ABBA cover band in the backyard?
No.
Oh.
Wait, what? This was forever ago. When he had a magician come and it was at Jason's house, right?
Yeah.
Did they have an ABBA cover band?
Yeah, and Zane jumped off the ladder.
What?
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
I'm pretty sure that was...
No, he came back and it was his golden birthday.
Yeah. That was the same one.
Oh, what? Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, I didn't know anyone there, so I was just in the dark, really. But I do remember being stressed all day, and this was didn't meet anyone prior.
Were you nervous around in the beginning?
Oh, yeah. I didn't talk, at all.
Was I nice to you?
Oh, yeah, of course. Joe.
I know.
Or have you ever been mean to anyone?
I just like hearing it.
Oh my god.
What was your first impression of me?
I really liked you. Yeah, I was like, this guy's like really nice. You were probably like the most like friendly, or like open or like talkative. Like I didn't really talk to anyone, so like yeah, I definitely. And you were around a lot. Like yeah. You were very one of like the more consistent people that were around. Mostly because, you know, posting. Just kidding. And I do remember specifically in the podcast room seeing your diploma.
Oh yeah, my college diploma.
Yeah.
And you were like, who is that?
Yeah. I was just like, huh. Must be really cool. Like, is this his office? You know? Like, I don't know.
That was one of my favorites. I had my college diploma up in the podcast room because I didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
I don't even know where it is now. I think it's in the garage.
You took it back.
Yeah, because I think they're going to throw it out. Like, guys,
I know. We're like, we're going to get rid of this. That's what we do now. Yeah.
Yeah. Why is your Explore page strictly hamsters running on wheels?
That is true. I just think it's really funny. And it used to be raccoons. I don't know. My For You page is very much so all animals, and I'm not mad about it. There's some great ones.
I feel like you're very wholesome.
You think?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Well, I just really want an animal, but I don't think I can take care of one right now.
What would you get?
I would love a raccoon at the moment.
Like the most vicious, rabid ones.
No, that's the animal you want. They would be so cute, and their little hands just like they like pick up things. I actually saved something. I don't know why. I think it's completely pointless, but I saved a TikTok because I was like, maybe I was falling asleep thinking like, what am I going to talk about on Joe's podcast tomorrow? And then I was like, worst comes to worst, I'll show him this.
Oh yeah, bust
it
out.
You want to see it?
Sure, sure, sure.
Okay.
Wow, prep work. I love it.
Oh, this isn't prep work. This is me being like, this is funny.
Is it a raccoon TikTok? I imagine it being a raccoon
no,
TikTok.
No. Oh, I mean.
Oh, this is the most Taylor TikTok. It's a penguin and he's animated. Sorry that your day was bad. I'm sorry that you're feeling sad. I'm sorry that you're down and blue. But please remember that I love you. I'm sorry that your day was bad. Our feeds are so different.
And the account's Puff Puff. Like, what? It's so cute.
Mine's skateboarders riding off like hills trucks. And yours is just cute little puff penguins.
Oh, yeah. And I always get this, like, golden retriever and, what is it? A golden retriever and a monkey or something? I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Mm-mm.
Okay, it's, like, this monkey that, like, plays with, like, dogs. And, like, he'll, like, lift up, like, the ear or, like, I don't know. And I just think it's funny.
Who's your favorite podcast you've been on?
Oh, boy, this one.
I feel like, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, are you just saying that?
No.
Is this pre-Ilya? With Ilya or Lightweights 2.0?
Oh, 2.0.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, come on.
All right. What else do you have coming up?
Oh, what do I? Okay, so going to the Taylor Swift concert tonight.
Shut up.
Yep. Really excited. Huge surprise. I'm going with Emma and Eden. And
Emma?
Emma Pills.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
And yeah, don't know what I'm going to wear, but also your wedding's coming up. Got to find a dress for that.
You don't have that yet?
Do not have that.
Black tie. Fancy.
I know. And I have to make sure that my hair is blonde.
Are you going to dance?
Gotta fix the roots.
Are you going to dance hard at the wedding?
Of course. Of course I am.
I saw you at Aaron's wedding. We had a lot of fun.
Aaron's wedding was super fun. Yeah, so wedding. What else is coming up?
Why do people get so dressed up at these Taylor Swift concerts? Is it just a fun moment for girls?
I think it's just fun to dress up in general, but I feel like people have been doing like her, I don't know. I love Taylor Swift, like her music, but I'm not like a Swiftie. So I don't really know what like the vibe is, but I did see my friend's TikTok this morning, I think. And she was wearing like a cute mini skirt and like a crop tee. So maybe it's like a little more relaxed than I think. I'm definitely not going to be like, I want to be comfortable. So I'm not going to wear like a dress. I just want to be like, you know, enjoying the moment. And I actually, so when we went to Harry Styles, it was me, Jason, Jess, and Ella.
Girl squad.
And
wait, Jason took you?
Oh yeah, we dressed up as watermelons.
Oh, I didn't know that he took you.
Yeah, he came.
I didn't know he came.
And
I knew
he,
the three
he was
of
like,
you
this
went.
Was great. Like, yeah. And I, yeah, he loved it.
What were, sorry to get off track, but what were some of the best Jason bits? Because every time I think of a Jason bit, I picture you in the money wind thing, just picking money.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, you made like $4,000.
Yeah, that was fun. I don't even know if I kept that money, but yeah. What other things? Jason, I remember, I mean, we made the steak salad together. And then, when we went to the strawberry fields, that was fun.
Oh, yeah, that was actually a really wholesome
that
day.
Was really fun. I don't even remember. Well, what are Jason bits? I feel like they're just... Oh, when we did, like, the Family Feud game.
Uh-huh.
That was fun. Recently, I've also just been thinking about Views because I miss Views.
The podcast?
Yeah.
Did you listen to it before you worked for David?
Yeah. After I worked his birthday, I started listening to the podcast. But this was before I watched any of the vlogs, which I am just insane for. But I did listen because I would drive from San Diego a lot to LA. And I started listening. I love podcasts. Like, I used to listen to Stuff You Should Know all the time.
Who's that?
It's they talk about random things, and it's called Stuff You Should Know, and they like are these two guys, and they like they explain like how things work in the world. It's great. Definitely check it out. But yeah, then I started listening to Views, and I thought they were so funny. I was like, I remember David talking about a squirrel in the middle of the road, and him being like, I don't know, saying something funny like that the squirrel would think, and I thought that was the funniest thing ever. And Jason too, just they're back to back like humor with each other. I feel like I miss a lot. And Teeny Weeny. Yeah, let's bring it back. That's what you should have called this.
I know. I was thinking about changing the name, Joe's Teeny Weeny Podcast.
Yeah, I guess that's really good. I mean, this just with the blue reminds me of Ilya.
Does it?
Yeah. How do you feel about your setup right now?
I love the setup. I love the chairs. I do need a longer chair there, though, for when I have two people.
Oh, yeah.
So I can talk to two people.
Yeah.
Because right now I just have them sitting on a chair, and it's not the most aesthetic looking.
Right.
But I like all of these side stuff.
Yeah, this is great.
All the awards. I don't have any Vloffies in here. I don't know where mine... Oh, yeah, there's a Vloffie right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Zila CEO Award.
I remember when I won that.
Yeah.
Good times.
Great job.
Thanks. Well, Tay, thanks so much for coming by.
Wow, that was it.
Do you want to keep going?
No.
Have fun at the Taylor Swift concert.
Thank you. Guys, I'll tell you all how it goes.
Go follow Taylor on TikTok. What's your handle?
Taylor Tay H with two H's at the end. I know it's crazy, guys, but...
You got to calm down.
You got to take what you can get.
Lightweights.
Out. Oh, is that what you do?
Yeah.
Oh, let me do it with you.
Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Lightweights.
Out. Thank you.
I didn't know you guys do that.
Well, it's not you guys anymore.
It's just right, it's just you.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.